Russia, you have the floor.
Здравствуйте, уважаемый господин
председатель. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, colleagues, dear friends. We are grateful for an opportunity to intervene at this target group. And at this task force meeting, and brief you on our work in the area of water, of the Water and Health Protocol. The provision of our population with high quality drinking water is one of the strategic priorities in the development of the Russian Federation for the period up to 2024. These objectives are defined by an order of the President of the Russian Federation and have been integrated in the strategic priority priorities plan of the government. Our country has approved a national environment project, which is an enormous nationwide project covering a whole host of federal projects. And one of these federal projects is devoted to water and is titled accordingly Clean Water. The government and the president have set forth strategic objectives and goals to improve the quality of drinking water and to supply the country's population with high quality and safe drinking water. Russia has been taking an active part in the implementation of SDGs, and in particular SDG 6, clean water and health. In that conjunction, we had to put in significant effort in identifying clear-cut indicators under the water protocol. We are very grateful to the Compliance Committee and to the International Expert Group, with whom we have embarked on consultations with a view to identifying target indicators under the protocol. We have conducted several rounds of such consultations, and today I can report to you that we have virtually achieved the final stage of that work. And yesterday, during our consultations with the committee and the International Expert Working Group, we delivered a presentation describing draft target indicators with regard to all of the 20 protocol targets. At the next stage, we are going to coordinate with our ministries and agencies to determine specific numerical figures for the protocol and developing appropriate indicators for all the protocol articles. So we are planning next year, when we develop our country report, we would include a report on our work on target indicators, and we'll present our national presentation by the relevant deadline under the protocol. Once again, I'd like to extend my gratitude to the to the Protocol Secretariat and the Compliance Committee for the enormous work which we have undertaken together with a view to attaining our common goals of sustainable development while providing our population with safe drinking water. Thank you very much.